The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, is in the Czech Republic on a two-day visit, the highest-placed U.S. official to visit the country in 9 years. Although the visit has been labeled as private, the U.S. House Speaker has a packed agenda of meetings with Czech politicians, and he will be the first foreign official ever to address a session of the Czech lower house. Daniela Lazarová spoke with Jan Hornad, an expert on Czech-American relations at the Prague-based Institute of International Relations, and asked him to comment on the significance of this visit.
Well, Paul Ryan's visit in the Czech Republic is certainly a significant event and an impulse for the Czech-American relations. We have a new ambassador here in the Czech Republic from the United States, Stephen King, who, when he came in late 2017, actually announced that there would be a high-level visit from the United States coming into the Czech Republic. So this is Paul Ryan, who has a strong relationship with the ambassador for a long time. They're both from Wisconsin, so they have a close relationship. So he's coming at the invitation, of course, of the ambassador. At the same time, it's important to note that the Czech-American relationship is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. So also within the context of the commemoration of the 100 years, Paul Ryan's visit fits into this context very well.
He's meeting with the Prime Minister. He is addressing Parliament, the lower house. He is attending a conference in the Senate. But conspicuously, there is no meeting with President Zeman. Do you see that as significant?
You know, we have had discussions that due to various, discourses, let's say, of our president, that the U.S.-Czech relationship has deteriorated in the last few years, even with respect to the not very good relationship between our president and the former U.S. ambassador here in Prague. But we have to keep in mind that on the level, on the working level, of the Czech-American relationship, in terms of security issues, economic issues, these relations are very good, both the U.S. embassy knows quite well, and U.S. lawmakers, the government in general knows quite well that the foreign policy in the Czech Republic is formulated by the government, and the president does play a role in foreign policy, but this role is rather, let's say, symbolic and to some extent indicative. But I don't really subscribe to the narrative that the Czech-American relationship has been downgraded to some extent in the last few years. On the working level, you know, when I speak to our officials from the Ministry of Defense, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, on the working level, this relationship is working very well, and there are no roadblocks on the way. So I think this is important to mention.